This is Father Ted, and you are listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Bunker Podcast. My name is Father Ted, and with me today is a very special guest. He's a good friend of mine who trains at my club of JT6 Studio in Toronto. His name is Breno Mendez. He is a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, a four stripe, I believe. So right at the end there, right at the cusp, the transition between, you know, just a regular brown belt and an amazing black belt. and he's been training for quite some time. It's really a blessing and a joy to have him on. So Breno, welcome to the podcast.
Excellent, Ted. This is a great pleasure to participate in your podcast. Really happy to share all my jiu-jitsu journey with everybody. So it's a pleasure, my friend, everything.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, it's fun rolling with you. So Breno's a bigger guy, just like me. He's not as big as me, but he's a big guy.
we are.
And we both have kids that train jiu-jitsu as well at the same place. So that's nice. So we see each other quite a bit. So I'm sure everybody can tell from your accent, you're Brazilian
background. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, it's easy.
You can tell, of course, right? Anybody who does jiu-jitsu, they know the accent. So tell us a little bit about, like, were you born in Brazil?
Yes, I'm from Brazil, not actually North Brazil. My state is Maranhão.
Okay.
You're probably not going to see some people from Maranhão. Most of people that you already met here in Canada, they are from São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, but I'm from Maranhão, it's North Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm from Maranhão. You should go there, Teddy.
Well, I like to go everywhere, but money.
I know.
Money, but I hope to go one day. It'll be really nice. So how old were you when you came to Canada?
Sorry?
How old were you when you came to Canada?
So since 2016, we arrived in Canada. I brought my family, my wife and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So almost 10 years.
Okay. So how many kids do you have?
I have two beautiful daughters.
Okay. Yeah. I've met one of them because the other one trains in another class where I'm not there. So you have your oldest, what's her name?
Camila. Oh, my oldest is Camila.
Yeah.
And she also training with us and sometimes with an adult class, but most of the time she training with the women's class.
Yeah. And then you have Alice, the younger one.
Alice, my youngest, she training with the kids. She's 13 years old.
Yeah.
She competes a lot. She's more activating jiu-jitsu. She training more than Camila.
Yeah. Alice. I know Alice more because Alice trains with my kids, all three of my kids, and especially with my daughter, Katarina, because of the same age. They're 13 years
exactly.
old. So they train a lot together, and she's very, very good. Your daughter.
Yes. Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah.
I like her.
Nice. So you guys have been here since 2016, so about 10 years. So when you started jiu-jitsu there in Brazil?
Yes, I've been training since maybe 2011. Start doing jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil with my brother. We decided to choose this sport.
Okay.
With no... Well, commitment. We just decide to choose and then let's try. So we train together. He's a black belt now.
Yes. Is he older? Is he your older brother or younger?
Yes, he is older than me.
So how old is he now?
He's 45, 46, 46 years old. Yeah.
And how old are you?
40, 43.
You're 40. Yeah, you're 43. I'm 44. I'm older than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the same.
So you guys started. You guys started in 2011. So okay. So it's been a while. It's been like 2016. You came here, 10 years. Yeah. So you've been training for like 14 years.
Exactly. Many academies in Brazil and here in Canada too. But
where'd
you know
start?
The journey. You know the journey.
Where did you start training in Brazil?
I started to training at Gracie Barra.
Mm-hmm.
There's a academy close to my home there. So I started there just to see how's jiu-jitsu going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but to be honest, was a pleasure to decide to do this sport with my brother because we were always in our life to try to do something together.
Sure.
Any sport, soccer, tennis, But jiu-jitsu was amazing. We after 1 year doing jiu-jitsu, we decided to buy a mat with at home, and so train together and have fun, you know.
Oh, nice. So you're okay. So you're training in the house as well. That's cool.
Always.
So you were training there at Gracie Baja. Did you train only at Gracie Baja all the way until you left Brazil?
Yes, always Gracie Barra. And then when I came to Canada, I tried to search if there is any Gracie Barra, so they can connect the professors, they can talk about Breno and see how can we do in Canada. Was a little bit challenging because I found a gym at St. Clair,
Yes.
and there is not a Gracie Barra, because the Gracie Barra is a franchise, it's a big, brand. So there is another name. The name is Wolf Academy, but the professor, he's a black belt under Salvatore. Salvatore has a Gracie Barra in London, and I trained there. I got my purple belt there. I trained with a lot of partners. It's a small gym, but it's really good. So, and then I moved to Midtown Toronto, and I decided to find another academy that my kids can train together with me. So there's a big goal for me.
Yeah, to be as a family altogether.
Exactly.
Because I noticed now I think it's pretty new. There is a Gracie Baja now by Yorkdale Mall over in the west, right?
Yes,
But
yes.
that's new, right? That's new.
It's new. It's new.
In like
It's
three,
like
four years, like.
maybe less than that, three, maybe.
So I've noticed that one there near Yorkdale. But that wasn't there when you came. That's why. So
Exactly.
yeah, okay. Do you know the professors there? Like, are they
I
connected?
know. I don't. I know some.
Okay.
I know the
Nice.
professor there.
Nice. So then you found JT6, obviously, because JT6 started after COVID, right? Like
Exactly.
so that it started like 20, I think. Now they just closed our studio. Now it just closed 4 years, right? So I think it was 2022 he started it.
Yes, exactly. So, and then I search, and the first thing that I saw on the homepage, the site, was a kids class. So it was really a thing that I saw, and then we connect. I connected with Nick, and then we had a small class for kids, but they're still doing it, maybe.
So you came JT6 as a purple belt,
Yes.
because I think I saw like you got your brown belt, I think almost 2 years ago,
Exactly.
at JT6. Okay.
Yeah, because Nick, when I went there, Nick connected with my oldest professor from Brazil and from Canada,
Yes.
and they decided to promote me as a brown
Yeah, of
belt
course.
2 years ago.
So he knows, like, he gets the your history and your background, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Very nice. Nice. So all that time, like, you were training, like, even in a time where you were training in Brazil, from white belt all the way to purple, did you ever compete?
Always, Ted, always. I think everybody should try to compete at least 1 or 2 times per year, you know. I like to help my partners, my trainers, and support the team. It's a different environment, you know. I like to feel the adrenaline, to stay with the others, competitors, learning. It's a good thing, you know. And feel yourself, how's your train doing? So train with the others. You know what I mean? Like, it's good to check how's your level when you compare with the others. It's good.
Yes. See, this is what I want to ask you, because I think are you the first? Yeah, I think you're the first guest on this podcast that's actually from Brazil. So you're coming from a different cultural background, where in Brazil, of course, okay, we know jiu-jitsu is the national sport. Okay, comes from there. Yes, the birthplace. But I've noticed that there's kind of like here in Canada and North America, there's like two schools of thought, right? There's kind of old school, like not old school like in a bad way, but more of this classic Brazilian kind of style where it's like, yes, compete a lot because the competition is like it's very important in the jiu-jitsu journey, right? But then there's another school of thought, right? Where it's like, oh, you know, it's like more, you know, you can be a hobby jiu-jitsu person, you know, don't push people to compete. Competition is not that important. You can still be really good at jiu-jitsu. And I understand both sides. Like, most people don't compete, like, who do jiu-jitsu, like, especially in North America. How is it in Brazil? Like, in Brazil, people who train jiu-jitsu, is the majority compete or do the majority not compete in Brazil?
Teddy, that's the same thing. I can tell that now, at this time, it's the same thing. You can train, you can compete just for you as how you are, but they can do both, you know. And I understand also, I understood both sides, you know. But yeah, for me, especially when I start, when I begin jiu-jitsu, I was as a white belt and blue belt, I try to compete more than I can do it, you know. But with injuries, with age, things change.
Yes.
So today, I prefer to train it. Mm-hmm. Every day, you know, to train forever. I want to tell people that jiu-jitsu is forever, not for to you're gonna get an injury and you're gonna give up.
Yeah,
I don't want this. So, but sometimes if you compete a lot, you can get an injury and you can give up.
Yes,
we don't want this. But I prefer to tell that it's you need to feel yourself if you are good, if you can compete, if you have good weight, if you are eating well, if you are, you know, both sides is important to understand, you know.
So like a balance.
Balance, exactly.
Yeah. But would you say, do you believe though that even if somebody only competes a few times in their lives, do you think that they should do it at least once just for the experience?
It is good. It is a good one. Also, it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
Feel and support the team. It's really important, you know.
Yeah. Because I agree. Like, okay, I'm not Brazilian. I just started jiu-jitsu 6 years ago, right? So I've only been doing it like less than half the time you've been doing it. But for the journey, I tend to compete a lot more than the average, let's say, person. I'll compete, let's say, 5-6 times a year, right? Which is more than the average
4-year-old
old man, right? ultra heavy. But I've come to understand that I think it's really good for you. Like, because, you know, when you're in the gym and we're training with our friends, like you and me, okay, we get used to each other. You
right.
know, you know my game, I know your game. And yes, we get better, but, you know, you get used to the people.
Exactly.
And there's no surprises. But when you go to the competition, you don't know who you're fighting. And it's a different thing, because then you really test your jiu-jitsu, because then it's like they're throwing things at you that you don't expect.
Exactly. You are not a professional, you know, but athlete. But you need to feel how's the different backgrounds, all the different people training, different technique, always learning.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the, I think, it's a different dimension to the learning than just going. Again, I'm not knocking the people who don't want to compete. That's fine. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. But do you find, in your experience over the years, do you find that people who compete, they advance faster in jiu-jitsu than people who don't?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We can see a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. I have been training when I went to Brazil the last time and trained with some young guys, but blue belts and purple belts, man, they are insane. So this is the time that you need to connect and see what you are doing wrong and what you need to do, what you need to train more.
Mm-hmm.
We can see a big difference.
Yeah. All right. So your brother is also a black belt, you said. So he lives in Brazil?
He lives in Brazil, same city. In Brazil.
Does he teach there, or does he just do it as a, like, does he have a regular job, or does he teach jiu-jitsu?
He teaches jiu-jitsu too when he has time. He's a doctor.
Oh,
when he has time, he also treats. He loves teaching.
Oh, that's nice.
It is really good.
What kind of doctor is your brother?
He's an anesthesiologist.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yes.
Very interesting.
He puts you to sleep at the, in the clinic, and he puts you to sleep on
On the
the
mat, exactly. He does
mats.
this sometimes, you know.
They say, "Doctor, we're out of the medication to put them to
I
sleep."
prefer
It's
the triangle
okay.
than the needles.
I can put them to sleep another way. It's all right. That's funny.
Is.
People must have done those jokes with him before,
Right. A lot. A lot.
eh? That's actually a good nickname for a competitor, the
The necessary is
anesthesiologist,
put people to sleep.
or the doctor. It just sounds terrifying in jiu-jitsu. If someone
Right?
tells you the
<That's> so funny.
doctor, it's like I had a friend. He was a boxer, and they used to call him the dentist
Oh my goodness.
because he would knock people's teeth out. But look, it sounds scary, but okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So because you and you go back, obviously. I know you go back often because you were there just a couple of months ago, no? Like in the summer,
Yeah.
and you took your daughter. You took the whole family.
Yes, for 5 minutes.
Okay, nice. And you guys obviously train when you go back there as well.
Always when we have time, we're always training.
Does your
Like I
wife?
said, no, man, my wife doesn't train, man.
Why don't the wives train?
One day, she's really competitive. Competitive. So I don't know if she is good in a good way. I don't know. But she's really competitive. I don't know if she can injure somebody or
How old is your wife now?
herself. Well, she's four, same age, 43, 44. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, my wife is a year older than me. She's 45. I'm 44. I'm trying to get her, but she won't do it. I don't know.
We can convince them together, you know. Let's meet together.
This is what I'm thinking, because the
Yes.
whole family, I understand. I was talking with another guest before, like on the episode before this. And he's like, "My sons train and I train," and he's an older guy too. And he's like, "But my wife won't do it." And I'm like, "Why do you think that is?" He goes, "Well, maybe it's intimidating for a woman already, but also maybe if the whole family does it, and then the one person who doesn't, they feel intimidated by it. But it's also a beautiful thing when a whole family trains together.
It
It's,
is. It is.
it, it brings you together, right?"
It is. It is. That it, sometimes they try to play some games at home in bed. So I try to tell her, "Oh, Carla, you need to defend yourself. So escape, hip escape, do something." So she needs to know some jiu-jitsu with kids.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, of course. But she hasn't even tried it out. Like, she knows what it is, obviously, but
He knows.
she's Brazilian as well. Yeah, of
He's
course. So she
Brazilian,
knows. Yeah. Well, maybe one day, who knows?
You try, we keep trying.
Yeah, without forcing them. But all right. So now you are a four-stripe brown belt, and you've been doing it for such a long time. Do you ever teach, or do you just train?
That's a good question. When we came to Canada, we found a church close near to our home here in Middletown, the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, and the pastor gave me a chance to teach because he knows me that I love jiu-jitsu, and he gave me a space to teach jiu-jitsu. So it was really amazing because this was a good opportunity to improve my English. And to keep training, because when you train, it's a chance to learn more jiu-jitsu. So you need to prepare the class, prepare the positions. So for maybe 1 year, I teach in jiu-jitsu here in Canada. And then all the gyms that I train, I try to help my professors if they need help with kids or some white belts, then the beginners, you know.
Did you like teaching the kids? Like, what was the age? What was the age of the church there?
6 to 11.
Oh, little
Yeah.
ones.
Some Brazilians and some Canadians, yeah.
Okay. Did how did
Oh,
you
yeah.
find how did you find teaching the little ones?
It's a challenge, but you need to be prepared for everything. It's a big challenge, you
It's
know.
very challenging. It's very challenging.
Yes.
I recently had the same experience, but I'm not teaching anywhere, but I had a friend of mine, and he was teaching at a private school. There was a private school down the street, and they have after school programs, you know, for kids who stay after, who are late, and they had a jiu-jitsu program, and he needed me to fill in for him, just for one class. And I'm like, okay, well, what are the age groups? And he's like, oh, they're small. They're like, you know, 7, 8 years old, right? You know, they're like grade one, grade two, grade three, right?
Yeah.
It was very hard. Like,
It's very hard because you want to try to show some discipline, so some martial arts stuff,
they don't care. They don't
they
care.
don't care, they don't care.
They don't care. They don't want to listen to you. They want to run around and go crazy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
It's challenging, man. Challenging.
it's very hard. I found out it's like, because I teach, okay, I'm a priest, so I teach in a different way. I teach at the church. I teach at university, right? I teach at a seminary, so like that's a different thing. It's adult. I teach Greek dance, so folk dance, you know, like I have a traditional dance company, so I teach, and I've taught little kids for dancing for many years, but jiu-jitsu is a different thing
It
altogether.
is. It
It's
is.
very hard to kind of get them focused, you know.
Right?
It's complex, right? Like you do games, of course, like you do games, and you try to get them to have fun, but even that sometimes when they're very small, it's hard. 5, 6 years old.
It is hard. It is hard. You need to. Oh my goodness. You need help, somebody, you know, somebody, you need more people to help you during this
Yeah,
class.
doing it alone with that age is very difficult.
Yeah.
You don't have helpers, yeah. And but you know, it's you try to teach them, like, I guess at that age you teach them basic things, like you have to do games, right, to help them learn the movements.
More games than techniques, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but games that have the movements in them,
Right.
you know, like, you know,
Together, yeah.
warm-ups and things like that. But yeah, it was hard. So I don't know if I would yeah, it's something that I would do it again, but I don't know if it's something that I really love doing at that age. Maybe older,
You should
but
try it, Ed. It's fun.
yeah, it's good. You know, you're right. Like when you learn something better, because like you said, you have to. It's different when you just sit there, you learn, okay, and you do it. But a lot of times, you know this in jiu-jitsu. A lot of people, even great jiu-jitsu players, they can't explain what they're doing.
Yeah, right. They
They're like, oh,
can't.
I just do it.
Yeah.
They can't break it down. Right, they can't break it down. But breaking it down is a skill.
Right.
It's hard to kind of explain it to somebody else and say, okay, this is how it's going to be, to make it easy. That's why good at, like, Nick, our instructor, he's very good at this.
Yeah, and also you need to balance your expectations. So sometimes you want to do everything for everybody, but it doesn't work for everybody.
Yes.
You need to separate, you know.
Yeah. So what happened to that program? You said it was only 1 year.
Only 1 year. No, the church closed
Oh,
already, and we moved again, and the things change. I got a position, I got a job, so immigrant life. So always think change all the time, you know.
Yes, until you settle, of course. Yeah, it takes time, right? Until you find, you know,
Exactly.
what's permanent, I guess you could say.
Yes, right.
Yeah, well, it's okay. It's all right. Well, you're with us now, and that's the most important thing. And
Was a good opportunity. Definitely was amazing.
yeah, sure. So now, like, are you planning on, so with your kids, like you said, like, you know, you have the older one and the younger one. You were saying to me that, you know, Alice, which is the younger one, she's more, I guess you could say, you know, into it more.
Yeah, she is.
And Camila's not, she is into it, but not as much. Like, you know, where do you see that going? Like, do you think they're both going to stay involved? Do you think maybe one will drop out or do something else? Or
Ted, it's a good question because it's as a father, I need to balance those things and expectation. I don't want to both train a lot, compete, you know. But like I think I told you already, at home we have a rule: if you have one exercise, one sport to do, it's okay, it's enough. But give up any sport, it's not a chance at home. So
You have
you
to do
need
something
to.
physical, something
You need to
sport.
do physical. Yes, really important. So jiu-jitsu is number one. But I cannot force them. So today, Alice is training more and she wants to compete. She wants to get the weight, specific weight for the division. So she like to do the positions, she like to learn.
Yeah, she.
And it's good to see. It's good to see her journey, her jiu-jitsu journey. But for Camila, I also like the way that she do jiu-jitsu. She likes to do the socialization with people. She has friends there. She train. She tried to tell me how was her game. We discuss about the fights. So she liked to compete too, but well, stay together with the team. I can tell you that it's different ways
Yes.
to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. Yeah, I see this in my own children. Like, I got the twins, George and Katerina. They're 13, they'll almost be 14 in January. And then you have Angelo, who's 10. And they love it right now. Like, I never had to force them. Like, okay, listen, kids, as a parent, you don't want to force, but you have to enforce. Like, the rule in my house is that I'm not going to force you to do anything that you hate. But kids change their minds, they get lazy, they need, just like, I don't want to do my chores. I don't do this. Well, you have to, right? Because that's the way life is. So the rule in my house is that when we sign up for jiu-jitsu, I sign up for the whole year, not month to month. And so I say, when it's time to renew the membership, I say, listen, when it's time to renew, I ask them, okay, guys, it's time to renew now for the year. Let's say it's April, whatever, or May, whatever. And it's like, do you still want to do it? Because you have to be, because if you don't, if you hate it, you don't want to ever do it, then you can stop. But if you say yes, you're committing to another year, because I'm paying for it, right?
Actually, I love this idea,
Right?
Ted. I love it.
Yes, right?
Yeah. So
And I
you have
say,
1 year.
yeah, you make a choice, but whatever choice you make, you have to commit to that year. You can't just say 5 weeks from now or 2 months from now, whatever. I don't want to do this anymore. You have to commit to it, and then if you want to stop, okay, you wait until the contract ends, and then you can stop, right? And so
Awesome.
far, it's been almost 6 years. Yeah, it's been 6 years for me and George, and then the other, yeah, so 5 and a half, 6 years they've been training, which is it's a long time, right? And so far, they've wanted to do it. Every time we renew, they say, yes, we want to do it. Even though some days, they're lazy,
Yeah.
don't want, right? Am I learning anything? I don't remember anything. Kids, they learn a lot of technique, and then sometimes they don't remember it, right? They have to relearn it again.
Right.
But that's how we do it in my household. And of course, of the three, they're all going to have different strengths, right? Like Katerina is for now, she's the most technical, right? She's the most competent in jiu-jitsu, right? She's she retains more, she's more mature, like girls, they mature faster than boys, right?
Yeah.
So she understands it better, she executes better, and then her twin brother George, not as much, because he it's just di different what's it called, different focus, less focus sometimes, right? And Angelo, the little guy, the 10, he's good, but again, he's 10 years old, so it's a different thing, right? So I don't know, like of course, it's like you said, you have to have realistic expectations,
Exactly.
right? So I love it for them to do jiu-jitsu for the rest of their lives, right? I love it,
But
and so I don't force them, but I tell them, you guys are young. I started at 38. I'm old, right? If I ever get my black belt, I'm gonna be 50, right? You have the you could have a black belt in your 20s,
Exactly.
in your prime, and not about getting the belt, but I mean to be able to be at that level, right?
Yeah.
And then to be able to also teach and give back and do all these things, right? So, but what I want might not be what they want.
Exactly.
They
The
might want
balance
something else.
expectations is the key.
Yeah. So it's like, how do you push them a little bit, like just enough, but not force them so they hate something?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the trick.
There is a big trick there, man. It's difficult, but you have three. So you need to, you have three.
Maybe not all three, but maybe one will stay. I don't know. Like, it's
We can help them by example, you train a lot, you compete a lot. This is a good thing, man. They can see you doing those
Yeah.
things.
Yeah.
It's
Like, but
the best thing to encourage them.
I agree. I agree. But again, sometimes they might say, well, I don't want to do what you do, right?
Exactly. Right.
Which is fine. But another part that I like about at least where we are at JT6 is that because there's a very good family environment there at our club, and there's a lot
Yes.
of kids, and that makes a big difference, like that they have friends. And if they have friends, like your daughter, my daughter, their friends, you know, like they want to stay together.
Yes.
If you don't have friends and you're just going,
That's it. They give up.
yeah,
Exactly.
give up. I'm tired. I don't want to do it. But you know, if Alice is going to go, if you know, her other friend Sama is going to go, and everyone else is going to go, well, then maybe I'm going to go too, right?
Yes.
And it keeps them like, you know, involved in this kind of in this world, which is very important, I think, right?
Very important, and very important. If they don't have this, they're gonna give up easily. So it's really important. So family.
Yeah,
You get some
families.
family.
It's a big one. Yeah, if it wasn't for my training partners, why get up at 6 at 5 in the morning and go train? It's like a lot of times, you know, I'm tired. Somebody's gonna text me. Are you gonna go? Okay, I'm gonna go too. Like, yeah.
For that, this happened with us, so we need big guys
Yeah.
at
Well,
6 a.m.
Panos. You know, Panos.
I know him.
Everyone knows Panos. He was on the podcast already. So Panos, a big guy, Greek guy. He's a brown belt as well, and he's such a nice man and a good training partner. And you know, he texted me on this last Friday. And he goes, oh, you know, like, because I said I was gonna go, but then something happened, and I didn't sleep in. Just so everyone knows, I had to go to a service early at the church, and I wasn't gonna make it in time. So I told him last minute. I go, he goes, oh, if you're gonna go, I'm gonna go. And I said, okay, I'm gonna go. And then I text him. I said, sorry, man, I have to bail. I can't come because of this and this. He goes, oh, it's okay. You know what? I promised Breno, so I have to go.
No,
So he still.
when he texted me, this was a mission. So Panos text me, I need to go. It doesn't matter if it's cold or whatever. I need to go. And I went.
And you know, and he's driving from Port Perry. You know what that is?
I
Port
know.
Perry is like an hour and something away,
Oh, wow, man.
northeast. It's far.
Yeah.
He drives all the way down for a 6 a.m. class, which is crazy.
It is crazy. I
Sometimes an
didn't
hour
know
and a
that.
half drive.
I didn't know that. Oh, my
He doesn't
goodness.
live close by. He's far. He used to live in the city, but he lives now like it's north of Uxbridge. Like we're talking about. You go to Ajax, you know, Oshawa,
Yeah.
go north.
Oh, wow. I know where it is. It's a good
Far.
place, but oh, it's far.
Yeah, so it's very far for him. So again, when I see people like this, like I mean, they're driving an hour and a half to come to train because their friends are there and they love to train.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because I'm 10 minutes. Okay, you're 10 minutes. Like it's.
Yeah,
You're not that
easily.
far. You're not that far, right? But like 10,
Yeah.
15 minutes, whatever. But an hour and a half, I don't know if I would get up.
Man, start now. When he texts me again, I'm gonna go there.
You're
Doesn't
gonna go
matter
too. You're gonna
what
say
I'm
I can't
doing.
disappoint him. Shout out to Panos when he listens to
Exactly.
the podcast. I like it. This episode.
He's such a good guy.
He's a very good guy. Well, everybody's good at the dojo there. They're good people, right? So it's good to train with them.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, like so I guess like, most of the time I always ask people on this podcast like what is the most important thing that you've take like positive thing? Well, maybe it's a negative, but what's the most positive, the most important thing that you've learned from jiu-jitsu? Like that jiu-jitsu has given you in your life that you if you you know if you're telling other people who are listening to this episode, right? You know, what is kind of like the best thing that you took from it or that it's given you in your life?
It's a good question, Ted. Jiu-Jitsu brought me a lot of things. I can tell you. But I think it used to change my life in a good way when we talk about a job, family, all those relationships that you have in your life. So how to treat you when you are in a difficult situation. So that the time that you need to wait and stay, like you when you're doing jiu-jitsu, when you are in the bad situation, what you should do. So I try to do those things. I try to implement those things, so those jiu-jitsu things in my life. And I do the same thing in my job, in my with my family, when I treat my kids, when I talk with my wife. So to deal with all those world difficult situations. So, and also I like to talk with the people, with the beginners in jiu-jitsu. So also another thing that it's to share your journey with the beginners, tell them that what you should do, what you do not do, because as a white belt, blue belt, purple belt, we got a lot of injuries because we are doing crazy things. So I try to tell them to deal with those situations when you are rolling with somebody. You don't need to try to do crazy things. As I said before, jiu-jitsu is forever. It's you want to do this for your whole life. You don't want to get any injuries and give up. So those two th big things that jiu-jitsu brought to me for my life.
To
How to
know
deal with
when to act and when not to act,
exactly.
right?
And how to deal with your life, with the problems, with the difficult situations. I use jiu-jitsu.
I think this what you're saying right now is it resonates with me because yeah, like it's exactly like rolling. Like, you gotta wait. You can't go hard all the time. You get tired. You can't, sometimes there's problems that you can't fix right away. And you have to wait for the right time or the right
And
or
sometimes you need to tap and do it again.
yeah, you give up sometimes. You give up in a good way. Like some yeah, you're right. You have
That's a
to
good
just
way, yeah.
accept the loss and move on,
Yeah.
and yeah, this is the way life is too, right? It's but I find that also like there's always a way. Like even there's always a way to kind of reset. There's always a way in life to kind of you always find a way if you just take your time.
Exactly. Exactly, man. I agreed.
And I think yeah, this has helped me a lot too. It's helped me in my ministry as a priest.
Also, exactly.
Because I'm running a massive church, a very big one, and there's a lot of people, a lot of problems, a lot of different personalities, a lot of
You
different.
need to deal with all those things, yeah?
Yeah, you have
It's
to.
hard.
It's like you're a CEO of a big company, and you have to like know how to. Every person's different, different problems, different solutions, all these kind of things. You can't attack everything in the same way, right?
Exactly.
So I found since I started doing jiu-jitsu, I found that it's made me a better, more better priest too, a better
Yes, of
manager.
course.
A better guide, a better leader, just because I'm more laid back now, and I don't get that excited or nervous about things anymore. I don't get upset as much anymore. I learn, just like you're underneath somebody, and you
No,
can
and
breathe.
be honest, I think you for you in your case, it's a little bit more challenging because you have a mission
Yes.
from God, man. So
Yeah.
it's more pressure, I can tell you.
Yeah. You have more pressure, but you have to learn. That's why his jiu-jitsu teaches you how to deal with the
Amazing. It's amazing, man.
pressure. When you're on top of me, it's a lot of pressure.
Physical.
This morning, when we trained at 6 a.m., there was a lot of pressure.
I know.
It's okay. It's good. It's good. But you learn how to be comfortable under the pressure, right? So,
Right.
yeah.
Right.
Nice, nice. Brendel, thank you very much.
Ed.
It was a beautiful. Thank you for sharing your journey with all of us, with myself, and of course everybody who listens to the podcast. Coming from Brazil to Canada, you've been doing it for a long time, almost 14 years from what I can tell. Well, yeah, actually 15 years because we're going to 2026, and you started in 2011. You said, right?
Yeah.
So it's a long time, and yeah, I look forward to training with you many, many years in the future.
You will, man.
And when you get your black belt, I want to be there,
Yes.
and I want to maybe I'll continue to learn from you, just like I learned from you now at brown belt. So, thank you very much for everything.
Always. Teddy, thank you so much. It was a great pleasure to participate.
And
Thank you.
maybe we'll have you on in the future again.
Yes, awesome.
All right, and thank you everybody for listening to this episode. We thank Breno Mendes. Brown belt here at JT6, and for the interview, and we will see everybody next week. Till then, take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu podcast. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. And if you want to reach out with any questions or if you're interested in being on the show, feel free to email us at bunkerjujitsu@gmail.com. Thanks and take care.